FYE to Kevin, this is the morning show. This is not
Comedy
Games
Daily. Are you guys fucking kidding me?
You don't need to be stressed about this.
You guys give me shit anytime things aren't right.
Over.
I'm shocked you guys
are
laughing.
Serious business is done.
We're
here for fucking shenanigans, and I forgot my LaCroix. Can you get me a LaCroix, Kevin?
We're gonna need somebody to go on a LaCroix run.
I'll grab it for big old Tim.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Kind of Funny Morning Show for December 13th, 2017. We are
almost
2018. This is the second to last morning show.
This is the last Jedi Eve.
Oh my God, it is. I was talking to one Anthony. I'm Nick Scarpino. This is Tim Gaze, by the way, if you don't know us. I was talking to one Anthony Gallegos earlier today, and he goes, "I forgot it was tomorrow."
Yeah,
I willfully forgot because then you can get surprised again all over again. Ooh. Right? Some people say, "Have you ever heard the theory that the anticipation of the thing is better than the actual thing?"
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. Okay. I agree with that. But you know what's going to be even better than the anticipation and the thing? The fucking kids' pool-sized popcorn that I'm going to get tomorrow.
You're going to get it.
I'm going to get a Diet Coke.
You're
going to
dive into that thing?
By the time I get to the end of it, I'll be a different man. Mm. That's how big the Diet Coke's going to be. Similar to the one you got me from fucking Panda Express or wherever you were.
I want to give them a shout-out, and then I want to rescind the shout-out.
Yeah.
Shout-out to them for having the world's biggest cups.
Yeah.
Good for them. I'm rescinding it because they are a Pepsi company. And that is not.
There's nothing worse or more insulting than a giant ice cold Diet Pepsi. It's like, why?
Why?
You know what I mean? Ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't know, the Kind of Funny Morning Show comes to you each and every day, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, here live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. You could be watching it just like so many people are in the chat right now. We love you. We'll talk to you guys later. If you don't have time to watch it in the morning, of course, we put this on YouTube. You guys have been awesome commenting on YouTube. I really appreciate that. I like to go and answer those. We're going to continue the conversation over there. That doesn't happen here, so make sure you go over and subscribe to our YouTube channel and watch it there. Will it go live? Really late at night, like yesterday, because somebody accidentally uploaded the opposite channels.
You don't know what you're talking about.
We're not going to say anything.
Don't know who
you
it
don't
was.
Know what you're talking
we don't
about.
Know.
We don't know
what
happened.
It didn't go live very late at night. Went live at 3. Okay? So just about an hour and a half later than it was supposed to.
Either way, go join the conversation over there, of course. We put it on podcast services. The joke's over. I don't care anymore. We put it on podcast services everywhere around the world.
You know what was called Gamescast yesterday?
What's that?
That part I didn't had nothing to do with.
I'm saying,
I don't read it. I
went
just
up
post
wrong
it
and was labeled Gamescast, another show.
I don't.
We're not blaming you.
Look it.
We're blaming.
Here's the deal. I just told everyone.
Who knows?
I just told everyone the whole rigmarole. This comes every day. Except, guess what? It's the end of the year. We are taking all of next week and the week following off.
Mm-hmm.
We will not be back. We have two more morning shows left after this, and then starting next week, regularly scheduled program like the podcast will be rolling out. We've already recorded those. But
they're
not
good.
Doing the
we got
shows.
Some gold.
They're
coming
great. Yesterday's was really good too.
We got,
I really liked that.
Yeah, we have some
very
good gogs coming to you. We have a Gamescast with Dan Reichert that we did. That was fantastic.
Yeah, he's the man. So definitely keep a lookout for those, but it's going to be a much deserved break. As you can tell, we're all breaking. And it's awesome that Last Jedi is happening the day before we get off. And that's great.
Yeah.
That sounded dirty.
Ladies and gentlemen, really
did you?
Yeah.
Looks hot.
It's
I can see
hot.
The steam. Drink the LaCroix.
I already did.
Drink the LaCroix.
Oh.
Go to LaCroix. LaCroix is safety. LaCroix is
I'm
home.
I'm good.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, today's morning show is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. We will get to that illustrious ad read. When we get over to the giveaway. Coming up on the show, we're going to talk a little Kingsman 3.
Yeah!
That's right, Kingsman 3. Die Hard. Well, forever. I'm just calling it Die Hard Forever, by the way. And Mark Wahlberg, we're going to talk about him a little bit as well.
On the morning show?
On the
I don't
morning
believe
show.
It.
I know. It's crazy to think.
Marky Mark's coming
Marky
up?
Mark
what?
And the Funky Bunch. Maybe he'll be a guest on the morning show. Maybe we'll just...
Don't lie to the people.
Maybe someone
around.
Will do such... a fucking spot-on impression of Mark Wahlberg that you'll think when you close your eyes that he's here. And then you open them and you're like, nah, that guy's not buff or successful. It's just Nick. It's just Nick. A couple other housekeeping things. Let's Play Secret Santa video is live. If you guys didn't know, everyone at the Let's Play Network got to give someone else a Secret Santa gift. You can see what we got. And who we got it from if you go over to youtube.com/kindoffunny and check this out. I definitely encourage you to watch all of them because some of them are hilarious. And I'll be honest with you, ours was the best.
Yeah.
Not this was a good video.
This
but
was
what
good.
We got our Secret Santa
Game
is
Attack.
We, no human being
check
should
check out
ever be.
Game Attack Secret Santa video.
Yeah.
Or you can watch, it's right there.
Oh yeah, you can just click on that and see what happens. We fucked them up bad.
We
fuck
sent
you guys,
them,
I we, hate you pieces
we
of
sent
shit.
Them.
I'm over
probably
this shit,
the
by
worst
the way, guys.
Thing ever.
Funhouse got sent $500 worth of live birds, and somehow what we sent was worse.
It's just worse. Worse. So, because what we sent, the thing about this is what we sent, right, Tim,
that
if
was
I can,
my idea, and now I'm just I'm fucking regretting it.
Expound upon this for a second. Was somehow
such pieces of
physically
shit.
Impossible, right? Mm-hmm. Because it is always awesome and terrible at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like quantum mechanics where you don't really understand, like, you know, uh-huh. if you don't look in the box, the thing's dead and alive at the same time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You ever heard that?
Yeah, Schrodinger's cat.
Kev, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like that, right? Where the present is simultaneously perfect and horrible
mm-hmm.
all at the same time.
Yeah.
It is pros and cons.
Yeah.
It is 100% too much in the best possible way and in the worst possible way. So, ladies and gentlemen, we'll leave it up to you to figure out what that present was, but go over and check that out. It's definitely worth it. Tim, you put this next thing on the calendar.
I did. So, a good friend of the show, her name's Samantha Ireland.
Yeah.
She is an actress down in Austin, Texas area.
Mm-hmm.
She's a fantastic person. We've hung out at many RTXs. She is the voice of CT in Red vs. Blue. She is Nora in Ruby. She's fantastic. Everybody likes her because she's a good person. She decided to do this project called Wolves Inside. It's going to be a short film, and she's crowdfunding it, and it's halfway through. There's 14 days left. She's a little over halfway of the goal, which is fantastic. It is, can you scroll down, Kev? Mm. So Wolves Inside is the second short film written, directed, and produced by Samantha Ireland. All the major roles and positions are held by women. 85% of the crew and 50% of the cast are women. And the team consists of different ages, races, and sexualities. It's a story told through diverse female lenses, and our team reflects those voices. She's great, pushing forward, actually doing shit. It's totally just like, we want to be represented,
cool.
So we're going to fund something and do something cool. She's very talented. Kev, can you put this link in the chat so people can support?
Yep.
And as well as that, can you, the YouTube video next to it, the RT Shorts?
Yeah.
It is my favorite thing. This is when I first saw her do stuff.
Hold on one second.
And it's my favorite RT Short of all time. And it's really funny. So that's in the chat for you to check out to see that she's a cool ass person.
Very cool. Greg Miller.
What's Greg Miller got for us?
I gotta go represent Kinda Funny at this event.
Hair's looking good today.
Thank you very much. I showered last night when I got home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then this morning I didn't shower and just did it. I'm actually really happy with the results.
Okay.
My main question though, do I need to put on deodorant? Because I'm never sure if I smell bad or I just smell like a person.
You're a little stinky. You're a little stinky.
I'm a little stinky.
Okay. A little beefy. I just put my hand.
Yeah. We also. I was like much closer than I think anyone would be.
Yeah.
But like, if you have deodorant, put it on.
The problem is, I feel like because you know, like I put on the Certain Dry at night, which does a good job, and then I do it. But lately I've been asking, like, Jen, she's like, you don't smell, you just smell like, that's just what bodies smell like.
Yeah, you just smell like a little, I mean, it's not like beefy or anything like that, you just smell like that's what an armpit should smell like.
Yeah.
I don't expect it, I'm not gonna go in there and be like, it doesn't smell like showers. What if you did this? What if you, instead of, like, a deodorant, you did that shellac hairspray that Andy brought for his ninja hair? What do you think?
No.
Okay.
Joey. Current pot cut in half. Rub it.
Get it in there.
There you go.
Get that French chisel out. Yeah. There you go.
God, it's so much fucking vanilla.
Why? I didn't order it. This is not my fault. You guys can fuck off. It's not my fault.
I'm blaming you.
No, you guys blame me for the decaf.
Oh, so 100% your fault.
Although I'm okay with
that. That wasn't my fault, but don't blame me for the French vanilla shit. I didn't order that. I don't order flavored coffee.
I'm okay with the decaf because I get addicted to just fucking drinking coffee to the point where I'm on my 10th cup of the day.
Yeah, that's why I got it.
Yeah,
like third cup of coffee.
I get it. I'm down.
I don't need as much caffeine.
I'm down, but the little, we have like this Christmas tree looking thing full of the coffee pods. 90% of them should not be decaf.
No, I apologize. That's my fault. That was my fault. And I take full responsibility for that. And I will slowly drink those pods as the year goes on. 2018 going to be a great year. Kevin, this is something that you and I bonded on yesterday. Weird side note. When you're talking about Greg Miller and how he smells, he got back from the airport yesterday and smelled like Taco Bell.
Ooh.
And Kevin and I kept being like, why does he smell like Taco Bell? Did he eat? He's like, I haven't eaten a Taco Bell in years. And I'm like, he smells like a Mexican pizza, you know, where it's got the Taco Bell lettuce.
Yeah.
That's like really, really soggy and smells kind of like the cold beans. And I was like, man, I fucking want a Taco Bell right now.
So everyone in the chat is freaking out because, like, apparently something's wrong. The audio is not good. But that doesn't make any sense because it sounds great from here.
Bro.
I don't even know. I've never had any issue like this.
People are saying robots.
Bunker. Can you pull the stream up?
Yeah.
Audio. Everything is set to what it's normally set to.
even though I've never had any issue like it.
Oh, man.
People say permits.
What could be happening?
We might want to stop and start the stream again. It sounds like it's just the audio is just going out wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, just go ahead and restart the stream. We'll push out the stream, everyone. We'll be right back.
All right, give me 2 seconds.
Also, before I put it in chat.
Did I? Oh, it might not, it might still be in Sublime chat. Oh, okay. How do you get out of that? Yeah, how do you get... Hey, Joey?
You just put the same sub-only chat prompt.
It's already there. Can you take the chat out of sub-only mode?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I did it because everyone was spamming and it was like crazy. And
I see.
Weren't seeing that. Okay. I was trying to tell them, like, hey, we're working on it, chill out.
So all the audio is messed up, right? Including my voice?
Yeah. It's just how it's going to the stream.
Okay, so I'm going to cut the stream now. Yeah, bye.
What are you doing?
I mean, I haven't stopped recording, so whatever. Fucking. And I hit start record.
Ladies and gentlemen, we think we're back. Let us know if we still sound like 8-bit robot dragons.
Mo, Robototron, let's play some Destiny 2 Reigns.
Did you see...
Type C++.
The latest bad lip reading of Stranger Things?
No.
It's 18 minutes long?
Is it hilarious?
Which is so egregious. Why? But it's done in the style of, like, Wonder Years.
Mm-hmm.
But, like...
What?
But also, like, more of, like, a... facts of lifestyle thing too. It's like a kind of a mix where it's a they boil it down to like a 20-minute sitcom episode.
Mm-hmm. That's fucking
with
awesome.
Like the narration in the style of Wonder Years, and it's just the main character Tom Hot. And then we run and go into the talent show, so we were practicing our bits, and then they just bad lip read the whole thing. It's so fucking
those guys
great.
Are hilarious. Those
yeah,
guys
no,
are
they
so
they
good.
Nailed it, man.
All right. Well, we're back, I think. I believe we're back. We no longer sound like 8-bit robots. Is that correct, chat? I'm looking at the chat. People are saying it's fixed. Great. Tim.
Yeah.
That's it for housekeeping. Just a quick reminder, we will be reading tips later. If you guys want to tip us at the $5 above level, we'll read whatever you put in there, including anything that, you know, has to do with Kevin. So that'll be there. Let's get into some news real quick. I believe Greg covered this in the last segment, but I did want to give you and me an opportunity to talk about it a little bit. Patreon, as you guys know, did a fee change or was attempting to do a fee change last week. There was a little bit of an outpouring of people asking them not to do that, and they have listened. In the most recent blog post, Jack Conti, who is the founder of Patreon, said, quote, "We messed up, we're sorry, and we're not rolling out the fee changes." He goes on to read, "Creators and patrons, we've heard you loud and clear, and we're not going to roll out the changes to our payment system that we announced last week. We still have to fix the problems that those changes addressed, but we're going to fix them in a different way, and we're going to work with you to come up with the specifics as we should have done in the first round. Many of you lost patrons and you lost income. No apology will make up for that, but nevertheless, I'm sorry. It is our core belief that you should own the relationship with your fans. These are your businesses, and they are your fans." I'll just read the whole thing. "I've spent hours and hours on phone with creators, and so has the Patreon team. Your feedback has been crystal clear. The new payment system disproportionately impacted the $1 to $2 patrons. We have to build a better system for that. Aggregation is highly valued, and we underestimated that. Fundamentally, creators should own the business decisions with their fans, not Patreon. We overstepped our bounds and injected ourselves into that relationship against our core belief as a business. We recognize that we need to be better and involving you more deeply and earlier in these kinds of discussions and product changes. Additionally, we need to give you a more flexible product and platform to allow you to own your own way to run your memberships. I know it will take a long time for us to earn back your trust, but we are utterly devoted to your success and to getting your sustainable, reliable income for being a creator. We will work harder than ever to build you tools, functionality, and income, and our team won't rest until Patreon is making that happen. You haven't sent us a note yet, or you don't see your concerns list above, please leave us your feedback here." They gave us a little link for that. "Thank you for your continue to create. We are nothing without you, and we know that, Jack." Jack Conti, of course, great guy.
Great guy. This whole disaster is just that, a fucking disaster. Like, I hate how the whole thing went down, how the whole thing ended up being handled by people, and then how the whole thing ended up being going out here. Because everyone loses, right?
The thing to remember about this was a move on Patreon's place, not to make them more money, but to actually put more money in the creators' pockets.
And I mean, so it makes them more money, too.
It came from a good place, though. It came from a place of like, hey, we're going to try to... Because for the longest time, we have been getting those fees, and we have been getting charged that stuff. Mm-hmm. But that's unfortunately just what we... I mean, we're used to that, right? And so I believe him when he says, look, we need to roll this out in a smarter way. We need to talk to you guys a little bit.
Absolutely.
We need to be able to roll this out in a way that's a little bit more respectful to your audience, mm-hmm. As opposed to just saying, hey, you support us at the $1 level. Well, guess what? Now you're paying $2 or $3 or however much it ended
up $1.35. There's a 35 cent difference. This whole thing, it's blown out of proportion, I truly believe. I don't think that this is them trying to look out for creators when they instill this. They did this for business reasons, but I totally understand that and I get where they're coming from.
Sure.
Patreon's been nothing but good to us.
Yeah.
Time after time after time. It's been nothing but good to any creator that I know that has ever
dealt with them. Let's call it face. We will not be able to run this business without Patreon.
Absolutely not.
We would not.
And with the exception of whatever the hell her name was, Lauren, whatever, who we don't know, we don't associate with, we don't make that type of content, we don't do that. What we do is what everyone understands that we do, as well as the Easy Allies, as well as Danny. We have so many friends, What's Good Games, all these people, they're using Patreon to do what we do.
Yeah.
And they have been treated perfectly.
Yeah.
This was a weird thing, but even this, they told us beforehand, they reached out, and this is when it went viral, because they sent the email out to us being like, hey, these changes are happening, and all this, like, that's weird. Like,
it's one of those things where we want to, obviously, you know, the audience is the most important thing on this. The people, you guys out there that are supporting us on Patreon, like, you're the most important aspect of this. And so I think that a lot of the feedback came from just feeling like, oh, wait, this is happening very fast. We need to be able to communicate this to the audience or have a discussion with the audience about this, because we don't want people, you know, if you're supporting us at a certain dollar level, like, that's the expectation, right? It's similar to, like, I mean, granted, there's two sides to it, where, like, if you go out and buy something, they always have the fees and the taxes and all that stuff, and that gets billed back to the consumer anyway, but it wasn't set up that way to begin with. So, you know, when Greg put out that message and everyone, you know, a lot of people in our community were like, it's not that big of a deal. It's not about that. It's more about, hey, how do we transition this over and communicate it properly and make sure everyone understands
it. It's the change, and it's the way that there was no choice and there's no way for us to just take the hit ourselves.
Exactly.
Which we would have done
in that
situation,
sure.
Because it's just like, well, hey, our people are used to it a specific way, and if we were to make a change, we'd explain why and there'd be a conversation. I think that is the problem, is there was no conversation. Exactly.
Yeah.
And what sucks here is everyone loses. Because had this been this way since the very beginning, it would have been totally fine. Convenience fees and all that, they exist.
Yeah.
They are what they are.
Every time you buy a ticket on Ticketmaster, it's like,
it costs a gazillion dollars. But there's reasons for that. There's processing fees. Someone needs to pay the money.
Yeah.
I'm totally fine paying the money. It sucks that we weren't given that option. But what sucks even more is, since they did all this, we lost hundreds of patrons.
Yeah.
Guess what? Smaller creators lost hundreds of patrons.
Yeah.
That might mean all of their patrons.
Yeah, it might be their business.
Like this,
and that sucks.
Like, I'm happy they're making this change, and I'm proud of them for listening. And even more so, Jack Conte himself reached out to every creator I know to be like, I want to have a phone call with you, and let's talk this through.
Yeah.
He fucking cares. They fucking care.
They care.
They're not the bad guys.
Yeah, well, I mean, remember, this is a business started for to help creators start their own businesses.
Yeah.
This is not something that, I mean, granted, they are a business and they need to make money and they have a bottom line as well. They have investors, they have angel investment that's come in. But at the same time, Jack Conte is a great guy. His team's great. There's not one person I've ever met over at Patreon that's like, let's screw over the land.
Absolutely.
No, come on, they don't want that stuff. This is all about empowering, and unfortunately, the messaging on this was just not quite as clear as it could have been. They're rectifying that, and I have all faith that they will.
Yeah.
100%.
And honestly, if you left because of all this stuff, like, I hope you come back. But at the same time, if you don't, it's like,
I get it.
Yeah. Life goes on. Things change. And things will not always stay the same.
It's one of the joys of running your own business, right? Where every night I go to bed and go, what is tomorrow going to bring? Is it going to be fun? Is there going to be something like net neutrality that happens that just kills my business and I have to go work at Starbucks?
Like,
which, by the way, my application's in. So, you know, if you guys call me back, Chestnut Starbucks.
When it comes to Patreon, like, you guys know what we give. You guys know what we do. And supporting us on Patreon is the best way to do that.
It is.
And we do not control everything that they do, but I do believe they have our best interest in mind, because they know that that's their best interest too. And it's a win-win on both sides.
Yeah.
So when things like this happen and their entire creator base turns on them and their entire, the patron base also turns on them, they know they need to, they fucked up and they
gotta
need to
make
change.
It good. They gotta make it good. So we'll look forward to that. We'll see how they rectify that. And we'll, of course, continue to update you guys on that situation as it progresses. It's my favorite thing to say. We've been checking in with the Disney story. I'm like, we'll update you as it progresses.
Thursday.
Not like you guys don't even, I mean, yes, tomorrow. We'll see what happens. How great a day would that be? Star Wars and Disney buying 21st Century Fox.
God, I need it.
This next piece of news is actually a little fun piece of news as well. This comes from CBR.com, which definitely doesn't look like a real site. But Kingsman 3 already in the works with Matthew Vaughn. Did you watch Kingsman 2, The Statesman?
I didn't. I didn't even see Kingsman 1.
Golden Circle.
I've heard I fucked up with 1. I didn't fuck
One's
up
great.
With 2.
You should watch 1. For sure, it's on. You would fucking love it.
Yeah,
it's like a self-aware Bond. Jason,
I'm
Bourne
totally
style.
Down.
Two's good too. It just has like
it starts to go a little loosey-goosey toward the middle of it. And you're like, what's happening here? Who are these people? What happened to Channing Tatum? You know?
Yeah, they didn't have
just
him too much.
It. Like they just kind of threw him in, and I don't know.
I still think it's worth watching, especially if you like really liked one. Then it's
I think it's
a little bit more.
It's an enjoyable film,
yeah.
But it doesn't have the focus. It doesn't have the panache that the first one.
I think they also do some serious mistakes where it's like, oh, that. Did you really mean to do that?
They do some weird shit. They do some like, very weird
shit. There's two deaths.
Did you mean to do that?
Yeah, in it, there. I'm like, all right, is that?
Yeah. Go watch it, everyone, if you haven't seen it already. I don't want to spoil too much already, because apparently I'm the grand spoiler of all things. But this story reads, it seems that a third movie in 20th Century Fox's Kingsman franchise is already in development. We'll see about that after Disney buys it. Speaking with CBR at Blu-ray, at a Blu-ray event for Kingsman the Golden Circle, available now, visual effects supervisor Angus Bickerton said, quote, "We had the briefest of conversations with Matthew Vaughn about it. He's got plans," indicating the director could be making a return to the franchise for the third installment. The story goes on to read, Vaughn, who is in talks to direct Man of Steel, the Man of Steel sequel for Warner Brothers, which would be fucking awesome, directed both the first Kingsman, The Secret Service, and its successful sequel. The director previously indicated that he envisions a third installment in the spy comedy franchise as well as spinoffs. Quote, "I think there's a story in my head which will be finished by the end of the next one," Vaughn said in September. And then After that, of course, there could be a Statesman movie, there could be a spin-off characters films, the universe could continue with new agents, or, you know, Colin Firth could become Arthur, or new characters could come in, or new kids get trained. There's so many options, but I think it's better not to get too greedy right now. And I agree with him.
So good.
I like this. I like the Kingsman world. I think you will, too. Mm. It's got a particularly unique, sarcastic tone to it,
yeah,
while still being a serious action movie that I think is really, really cool.
I mean, the trailer sold me for one, for sure.
One's awesome.
Where I was like, I need to get on this. And there was one night me and Gia tried to watch it and it wasn't available on any of the things. And I was like, I don't want to deal with this. But I think it is now, so we should get back into that. Matt Rohrbeck says, I can see Disney selling Kingsman and Kick-Ass back to Mark Millar and Netflix. I can too.
That'd be cool.
That makes a lot of sense.
Maybe. I don't know. I think these do well for them, though. And Matt Vaughn is a big director for them, obviously.
They do that well for him.
I don't know. We could look it up. I mean, it had a great cast. The last one had a great cast, so it must have cost them a pretty penny.
It always has an amazing cast.
Yeah, it's true. It's so cheekily British. What's up?
This Logan director on what Disney and Fox sales mean for R-rated movies. Did you talk about that yesterday?
Yes, that was R-rated movies yesterday. More than welcome to weigh in on that. But
what does he say?
He was talking about how the Disney doesn't predominantly make R-rated superhero movies, so he's worried that it's going to decrease. It's James Mangold's worried that it's going to decrease the amount because obviously the way PG-13 movies have so much capacity to make for mass marketing, for basically all the synergy of like the toys and the Burger King and McDonald's tie-ins and things like that. You can't do that. It limits it with R-rated movies. But I think everyone agrees that, look, Disney doesn't not put out R-rated movies. They just don't put them
and
out
also,
under the Disney banner.
It's not like Fox is known for doing it. They've done two.
No, they've done two that are of note and successful.
I guess there's two more coming out because there's New Mutants and Deadpool 2.
Yeah, so I think they've proven there's a marketplace for it. Disney's not stupid. They've obviously put out films under the Miramax banner in the past that's R-rated. They've put out films under the Touchstone banner that's R-rated. So they have other, and obviously Marvel themselves can put this out. You can put it out under the Marvel banner if you wanted to. So they have ways of not soiling the brand a little bit with those R-rated movies that I think we're going to be okay, everyone. Look, when you look at a movie that cost $58 million to make and made like $700 million, someone on a board of directors somewhere is like, hey, we should try it just a couple times.
Let's do it more.
Let's dip a little finger in that, you know?
Yes,
just
see what's
up. Put on our gums, see what happens.
Good Lord.
Oh, whatever. CBR.com again, which is quickly becoming my favorite website, reports, Hugh Jackman won't return for Wolverine, even if Disney buys Fox. And then the subtext in this is, so stop asking. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Stop asking. Sense. He doesn't want to do it anymore. Hugh Jackman has poured cold water on speculation that he could reprise his role as Wolverine in the X-Men if the X-Men were integrated into the Marvel Cinematic Universe following Disney's looming purchase of 21st Century Fox. Quote, It's interesting because the whole 17 years, I kept thinking that would be so great, he told Collider. Like, I would love to see particularly Iron Man and Hulk and Wolverine together. And every time I saw an Avengers movie, I could just see Wolverine in the middle of them all, like punching them all on the head. But it was like, oh well, that's not gonna happen, he continued. And it was interesting, just when I first saw that headline, it was just the possibility of it, and who knows what's gonna happen, obviously. I was like, hang on, but I think, unfortunately, the ship has sailed for me. But for someone else, I would love to see Wolverine in there. This is not surprising. He's been playing this character for a very long time. Mm-hmm. Let the man have his rest.
Yeah.
He's old now. And take it from me, another old man. Mm-hmm. It's cold out there, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need a sweater, okay? You ever seen Wolverine wear a sweater? You ever seen Wolverine wear a sweater? No. So let the man wear a sweater.
Holy shit, Nick. That was gold.
Let him wear a fucking
sweater. That was fucking gold.
Tim, did you see Ex Machina?
I did not.
You did not?
What?
I did not.
Okay. I did not.
Oh, I haven't seen this trailer, but we watched the other trailer.
There is a new trailer out, I'm wondering if you want to watch it or not. If you're not very interested in it, we can skip this.
I just wanted to know. Hey, I don't care.
Should we watch the trailers on this level?
You know, I got to be honest with you. I watched the trailer. Meh.
Put it in the chat.
You thought the trailer was
Let's put it in the chat.
Throw it in the chat. Let me know what you guys think about that. If you guys want to watch it together, maybe we'll do that.
What? No, that's not what we're saying. We're saying we're going to put it in the chat.
It's the opposite of what we're saying.
No, I'm saying put it in the chat. If everyone's like, oh, we should totally watch it. I don't know how excited I am.
No, stop. They're going to say that.
No, some people are going to say, Nick, you spoil everything.
Now we're not watching. I'm moving on. I hate you.
Nah, people don't want to watch it. Anyway, the movie looks cool. It's by the writer-director of Ex Machina. Yeah. It's a very weird, cerebral sci-fi kind of horror film. Natalie Portman's in it, so you know it's got my vote. Also, mm-hmm. Oscar Isaac is in it as well, and they make out a little bit. And that's just, like, perfect.
There's a show that Gia's been watching. She just finished watching it yesterday. Yeah. It's called Party Down.
Yeah.
Have you heard of this?
Yes, I have.
It's the whole crew that did the Burning Love show I was talking about, mm-hmm. Wet Hot American Summer, like, those type of things.
It's like a...
Adam Scott.
And, yeah, it's like a faux reality show, right? Or is that...
No. It's, well, that's Burning Love.
That's Burning Love. Party Down. Is that when they're all waiters?
Yeah, it's a bunch of waiters in L.A.
It's an older show, yeah. But it's
yeah, it is older. It's canceled now. It was only two seasons, I think. And they're a bunch of actors. They're wannabe actors.
Yeah.
That are all... They're waiters for this group called Party Down. And every episode is them at a different party.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like at one point they're at some like schmoozy LA launch party for a movie or whatever. Then another time it was like a book club. And another time it was like an orgy. And like it was a funny show. Like, yeah. I enjoyed watching it. I don't remember why I bring it up. Oh, because there was a weird clause where it was on FX. And it was during when it was coming out was when Game of Thrones was coming out, and like a lot, there was like a push to be edgier when it came to nudity and stuff.
Okay.
And FX was like, hey, this is great, but like we need more boobs. So throughout the show, there's just an excessive amount of boobs. Like almost every episode, there's boobs that are like, wow, they really had to come up with a plot line just to get there. And like that's part of the fun of watching the show is like, where are the boobs gonna come?
It's fucking ridiculous.
I feel like you'd like it.
Is it? It's on Netflix?
It is, I don't know how she watched it. I think it was Hulu.
Hulu? Well, yeah. I have Hulu now.
Well, there you go.
Which is great.
I've got them all now.
I am the keeper of so many things, not the least of which is I am the keeper of all streaming services.
Good, well then there you go.
Have I watched anything on Hulu yet? No, is my wife super excited?
Give Party Down a try.
I'll give it a try.
It's not the funniest thing, but like it's pretty damn good.
I'll give it a try.
There's a lot of boobs.
I'll give it a try. As you know, I'm currently in my video game playing phase of this month.
Wolfenstein 2.
It's really good.
Yeah?
Really good. You should play it. You should definitely
play it. Kev, finally hit 500. Fuck the darker side of the moon.
Oh, yeah, right?
It's hard.
Holy shit. It's how far hard. Have you gotten?
I don't even know.
Good question.
We'll talk. Is this Mario?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you gone up the wall?
With the birdie thing? Yeah.
Well, the birdie thing's at the end, right?
I don't know.
Anyways, fuck this. it's so hard. I put so many hours into it.
All right. Well, thank you for that, guys.
You're welcome.
That was good. That's good. That's good.
Oh, this is why I brought that story up. Bring this up.
Let's bring this story up.
Titanic reminded me of boobs.
Ah, I see. This story's from Deadline. Not much of a story here. Just a quick congratulations to the Goonies, Titanic, and Die Hard. They are being inducted into the National Film Registry, which means they will be preserved forever through the Library of Congress.
Good.
Which is great, of course. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Die Hard, a national treasure, mm-hmm. and arguably the best Christmas movie ever made.
According to Joey, that's for sure.
It is. And everyone's like, it's not a Christmas movie.
One says that. Find me one person saying it's not a Christmas movie.
I mean, Max Landis tweeted out last night why it was a Christmas movie. So it's an ongoing joke.
I'm seeing a lot of people argue it's a Christmas movie, not a lot of people saying no.
Well, they wouldn't be arguing it's a Christmas movie if there wasn't an overabundance of people on the other side saying it's not a Christmas movie.
I'm not sure. I think it's a lot of people thinking they're clever.
Well, you think people are just like, let me get this straight. You think on Twitter there are a bunch of people who are creating their own reality? How dare you, sir?
I don't know.
How dare you, sir?
I don't know. I'm just here.
There are people on Twitter who are taking a little bit of a thread of maybe a fact and blowing it up to make themselves important in their own reality?
It doesn't make sense to me.
Doesn't make any sense. Why would people do this?
I don't know.
Don't people have normal lives?
No.
Either way, Die Hard, congratulations.
Joey has something to say.
Oh, Die Hard is a Christmas.
Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Die Hard's my favorite Christmas movie. Okay, but Die Hard's, let's be honest, all joking aside, Die Hard's a Christmas movie much in the same way that Lethal Weapon is a Christmas movie.
Exactly.
They're just set during Christmas time. They're not Christmas. Home Alone is a Christmas movie, you know? It's about a kid who gets stuck home alone on Christmas. It's a Christmas movie.
Ho, ho, ho with the hat. It's pretty good.
Hey, you know what? You sold me. You just sold me. You're right. It's the best Christmas movie ever made, ladies and gentlemen. See how Twitter works? That's how Twitter works.
That's how Twitter works.
You see
Twitter
how I wanted to be important? I don't know. Last news story of the day is going to be a little bit more of a deep dive topic just because this is super fun. What's wrong, Kevin?
Having some trouble.
Just click through to the article.
No, that's not just, that won't work.
Click through to the article.
Okay. I did it, Nick.
Why is this not working? Oh, your ad block.
It's.
Doesn't matter. I'll read this. Mark Wahlberg. Back in the news again.
Mark doing some shit.
As you guys know, the last time we talked about Mark Wahlberg, it wasn't the last time, but it's just the last time I can remember. We talked about how he made $68 million last year and was, in fact, the highest paid male in entertainment last year, beating out the likes of The Rock and me.
It's crazy.
Okay? Crazy to think. Now, they paid Mark Wahlberg $68 million to act.
And he nailed it.
$68 million to act.
To act
is how much he made. So, this new story.
But I loved it before. It was he was the most paid actor
now
or highest paid, and now he's the most overpaid.
Now this is interesting, right? Because someone has tabulated all of the returns from the movies he's done.
Yeah,
and people are like, "Whoa, they paid him way too much because all of his movies bombed this year."
Yeah,
right. It goes on to say, "I'll read the article. When the actor makes big bucks." And the movie doesn't. It can spell trouble for the star power. Take Mark Wahlberg, whose hefty upfront paychecks resulted in $68 million pre-tax payday this year. More than worldwide gross of his. That was more than the worldwide gross of his 2016 Boston Marathon bombing biopic, Patriots Day, which actually was supposed to be a pretty good movie. I didn't see it. Thanks to a string of box office disappointments, Wahlberg is this year's most overpaid actor. His three wide releases prior to June 1st, 2017, returned just $4.40 at the box office for every $1 he was paid on them. With disappointments including 2016's oil spill drama Deepwater Horizon, which barely out-earned its estimated $110 million budget, Wahlberg's multi-million dollar paycheck looks mighty expensive. The more recent Transformers Last Night and Daddy's Home 2 both hit theaters after our scoring period. So I'm guessing Transformers The Last Night made up for that because it made a ton of money back. And
did
also
it though?
Daddy's Home 2 did.
Kev, can we do a Transformers check?
Yep.
I want to see
Daddy's Home 2, sleeper hit.
How they've done.
And I'll be honest with you guys, I don't hear too many people out there extolling the virtues of Daddy's Home. Mm-hmm. So I will take full credit for the fact that I'm putting money in, Mark, if you're watching, I'm putting money in your pocket, bro. You and me, the Wahlbergs, the Scarpinos, bro.
Gia and I had a breakdown conversation where we were discussing if we should get MoviePass or not.
Yeah.
And we pretty quickly came to the conclusion we shouldn't.
Okay.
Because all it would do is mean that we see movies like Daddy's Home 2.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't, though, because then you'd see more movies. It doesn't matter.
You might be able to see it. Like, Kevin's seen a lot of indies and stuff like that.
I've seen a lot of indies.
That's my thing, is there's not enough indies that I'm
interested in. Have you seen Lady Bird?
No, but I chose not to see Lady Bird.
But I think you would like it.
Yeah.
And you would just see. But all right, so had you not seen Florida Project, you would have been like, no.
That would have been two movies that month.
Huh?
That would have been two that month.
Okay, great. It's paid for itself.
Yeah. And then every other month.
Huh?
Every other month.
What?
Every other month.
But I guarantee you there's always at least
there's not.
One
the
movie.
Indies all come out the end of the year. That's what
I'm
talking
saying
about.
That there's at least one movie that you'll want to watch in theaters.
That I don't want to watch at the moment it comes out. Like Coco, sure. That's another month.
What about Shape of Water? You wouldn't watch Shape of Water if it was part of
my
your...
My thing is, a lot of those movies that I would see in the theaters are also movies that my wife and I keep for the island day. When we're on the island on a Sunday, the island we call our couch, and we need something to watch. Hey, Shape of Water, that's that weird Guillermo del Toro movie that we didn't want to see in the theaters. Cool. Lady Bird, you've seen it, but I'll watch it, right? Florida Project,
Woman's Vogue,
cool. Let's watch it here, $5. Can't beat that movie pass. Plus, it's not just the $8. It's also, you're going to get a Coke, you're going to get candy, you're going to spend $30 when you go to the movie theater, whereas my refrigerator is free.
It's one way to look at
it. See what I'm talking about? Let's see, what is the worldwide gross here? Worldwide gross, 605.
Can you look up Age of Extinction? Yeah.
Billion. 1.1 billion. Wow, so yeah, those movies are not doing so well. Now granted, this is like the 19th movie. That one's doing great.
Not 1 doing
billion is
so
exactly
well.
What they want, but half that is not great.
Yeah.
600 million, excuse me, is not great, especially for a movie that cost.
Yeah, how much did it cost Dark of the Moon also over a billion.
Let's see here. Worldwide is 605.
Production budget was
cost 217. Okay, so that still puts it in a profitable year. They're still going to make more of those, sadly. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the spells
look
for Mark Wahlberg.
Revenge of the Fallen. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Get in there. I like this. I like to do this. I like to draw conclusions that are completely and totally unsupported based on my limited knowledge of everything in the film industry. And I'm sure the chat loves it when I do that.
God damn it! It went away.
It's fine.
So, I don't know. I mean, obviously, we were joking about Mark Wahlberg making a lot of money. This was a great year for him, I'm sure. But next year, probably, I don't think it's going to be that big for him. We'll see.
Yeah.
But he still has huge star power. I don't know. Mark Wahlberg, to me, still has that big, like, we're going to pay him a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
I've never understood why he was that guy to begin with.
I don't know.
But he does have a little je ne sais quoi, you know?
He does. He
a little
does.
Like, I like why. Hey, it's me, Mark Wahlberg. I'm in this movie. Can you believe it? Hey, it's awesome. You know, you just watch it to see what I'm going to say. Is that a Transformer? Is that a Bumblebee? Can we put those two together and make Bumblebee the Transformer? Who knows?
We can do it.
Nick, I hate you.
Everyone hates me. It's surprising that anyone watches anything I do. I don't even like watching myself most of the time. It's not true. I'm my favorite person. Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go into some tips.
Let's do that.
We have one. We have two tips.
Oh, we have two now?
No, we have one. One tip today comes from Mr. Yasman300. It says, believe it or not, Yas isn't at home. Please leave a message at the beep. I must be out or I would have picked up the phone. Where could Yas be? Believe it or not, he's not home.
There we go.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
You did it. You did
that. I really hope you clip that out and make that your actual voicemail. Yas.
There you go,
Yas. I really hope you get that.
There it is.
that was an amazing tip.
That is a good tip. I love that song. We were just talking about Greatest American Hero the other day on the show. P.S. I Love This Best Friend XOXO is the next section of this show. After that is the giveaway with sponsorship. After that, 3 and 3. After that, lunch.
Ooh, what's for lunch today, boys?
I don't know. Good question. I'm going to throw out Dos Charles. I'm just going to see how
that
sticks on your face.
Justin
Ryan
Beer
shouting out Honey Boo Boo, a.k.a. Nathan. He went to kindoffunny.com/bestfriend and filled out that form and says, Nathan has always been one of the most active members of the community and overall great dudes, from creating the Bongos Twitter to creating the Jackmanoff game. He loves this community and has always been a consistent ray of positivity in my DMs. If you catch my drift, P.S. Zelda is better than Horizon. Damn, just slid that in there. Just slid into that DM. You slide in a DM with that Zelda. Cool. Giveaway time. Tim.
Giveaway time.
Tell people how they can win the giveaway.
Four different ways to win. One, be in the Twitch chat. Two, be a Twitch subscriber. If you have Twitch Prime, which, you know, Amazon Prime, you get Twitch Prime. One free Twitch subscription every month. You just need to redo it every month. We'd appreciate it if you use it on us, twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. The other two ways, support us on Patreon, either of our Patreons, at the $2 or above level, patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames.
Oh, this is terrible. Mr. Yasman just put a story in there from Screen Rant saying that Fantastic Four might have to stay at Fox.
Well, it's not staying at Fox, right?
They just get the rights to
the Constantine stuff.
Let's see.
We'll see. I don't believe any of this shit.
I don't know.
Right now, I feel like all this Fox stuff is so...
Not real.
Until it's real, until we know the details, I'm not concerned at this point.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm Disney Fox newsed out for right now. Tim.
Yes.
As you know, I'm on an all-protein diet. All protein every day, all day,
every day.
All day, every day. Which makes me
like
very, very happy that our sponsor for today's giveaway is none other than Omaha Steaks. Now, Tim, if you remember, we did a big, beautiful live stream for the Big Beautiful Kids.
Mm.
And we cooked some of those Omaha Steaks. We cooked some of those kielbasa sausages.
Yeah.
And Kevin coined the term hand meat. And I could not have been happier. When I came back from my thing and I came back to the stream after taking a little bit of break, what was left for me? Some of those hand meats. Mm-hmm. And man, did I walk around with them and they were scrumptious.
Dual hand meat.
Which is why I'm excited that Omaha Steaks is running an amazing deal right now. For only $49.99, you can get the family pack when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code KFGAMES in the search bar. That is a 75% off deal that you are getting. Woo! We tell you, it's Christmas time. That's going to be, those are going to go good under the tree. Although I recommend when you get them, put them in your refrigerator or freezer, yep, under the tree. Now, Tim, you're asking, what do you get for that?
What do you get for
that? Let me tell you, you get two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, two boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, four potato au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, one Omaha Steak seasoning pack, plus you get four additional kielbasa sausages for free. I hear they're calling those the hand meat sausages. And by they, I mean I just did it. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter the code KFGAMES in the search bar and get 75% savings. It's the gift guaranteed to be a hit right to your stomach. Ooh. I added that last part. Today's winner, of course, comes from the Kind of Funny Patreon, Austin Pincus. Congratulations, you have won Walk in the Dark on Xbox One.
Pincus.
Pincus. That's
a
great name.
Pincus, but...
Pincus. Pincus. His doink pink.
No, stop.
Let's go into the old... Actually, before we go into 3 and 3... Okay. People have been asking, you haven't been on the show in a while, so I understand. But people have been asking for fun clips.
Yeah?
Okay.
We got
people
one?
Have been saying, how do we get the hashtag fun clips section back? And I said, well, you got to send through fun clips. Now we put some constraints on this, Tim.
Yes. What are the constraints?
The constraints are 30 seconds or less for the total funny part of the clip. Mm-hmm. Don't send me a clip that's 18 minutes, but like 5 minutes
don't
in, it gets real
it.
Good.
Don't
that's not a clip, that's a fucking video. Do you understand me, people? 30 seconds or
it's
less.
It's probably not fun.
If it doesn't make you laugh, immediately, not a fun clip, okay? But at WTFitzED on Twitter said, sent me this clip with hashtag fun clips, and I think it's pretty funny. Is the volume up on this?
Yep.
Let's do it.
The caption is that a man riding a shrimp?
No, the volume's not up on the TV. Come on here, can you turn the TV up?
No, I got it.
Is the volume up on the TV? Meh. There it is.
Was it not up?
It's up, we're good, let's watch it.
Man riding the. Is that a man riding a shrimp?
All right.
You're welcome, everybody.
I don't know what I was
saying. That is what I call a fun clip.
No.
It's a man riding a shrimp.
That is not what we call
it. Is that a man riding a shrimp?
That was a lame clip.
Up.
How dare you?
Top right.
Top right?
Top right of this. What's going on here? Oh, no. Forget it.
Yeah.
No. We're not clicking on the dank memes collection.
101% level of dank memes.
Dank level 100. Okay, cool. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's an example of what I think is a funny clip. Apparently,
so
I'm in
the minority.
So
do better than
that,
people.
But do better than that. You can all do better. Tweet at me, tweet at Tim, follow us on Twitter, hashtag fun clips.
Oh,
of course, remember to do that 3 weeks from now when we come back from the show. Or tomorrow, I guess we could do it, or Friday.
Nobody in the chat like that.
Really?
Not a single person saying, yeah, that was great.
King Franchise 88 says, that was a crawfish. So those guys are idiots.
Looks like a lobster.
Fresco Man Man says, Nick, delete your Twitter. No, sir. I've worked hard on that Twitter. And by that, I mean people who tweet for me, like Joey, worked really hard on that Twitter. Hit 70,000 the other day. It's fantastic.
Holy shit.
Oh, yeah. Wow,
I
Jesus.
Know. I know. Good I'm a big you. Deal. I'm a moderately big deal. Ladies and gentlemen, queue up your questions, comments, concerns, or compliments in the chat. And I said compliments, not Nick, you're an idiot, like some of you are saying right here. That's not a compliment. That's just
fucked
up.
It's so sad because you really were excited for it. I'm sorry, Nick.
Uncle Herb 21 says, I laughed. Thanks, Uncle Herb.
Mr. Yasman 300 says, guys, did you see the trailer for Cock Blockers? It's about parents trying to stop their kids from having sex on prom night. We did. And I thought it was funny.
I'm fucking in. I love everything about that. It's right up my alley. You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
B-Short 12121 says, I enjoyed it. Nick, thanks, B-Short.
Can you stop calling out the people that like enjoyed it?
Everyone loved it, apparently. Okay. No, there's not one person who said it wasn't funny.
Honey Boo Boo says, thoughts on Sugar Pine 7 and Cowchop both saying, I don't care what we get for Secret Santa as long as it's not from Kind of Funny. They seem poor. It's obviously a joke. And the fact that they're even talking about us, I'll take as a compliment.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah.
A lot of people are trying to stir up drama from this.
To be fair,
there's no drama.
So what I would say is, be careful what you wish for, Cowchop and Sugar Pine 7, because you might get the worst/best present of all for the new year.
Gotta be careful. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That should
you never know when that's coming your way. You might get a knock on your door, and some balloons are there waiting with a very jolly fellow.
Honestly,
I don't like it being a threat, guys.
There are very few things funnier to me right now than the idea of unprovoked Kevin like showing up just like he did at the game attack at Cow Chop.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Or sugar pine. And we just don't tell him. He just shows up, knocks on the door. Don't hey guys, him. I'm your problem.
When is Steven Septic's birthday? We'll send him Kevin.
Septic. I don't know what his birthday is. That's weird. You shouldn't do that.
Because I think Septic Tank. I don't know why. That's how I think. It's disgusting, but he should change his last name. Oh, that's beautiful.
I'm looking for quality fun clips. And
I've seen this before. Everyone's seen this before. It's the sizzle chest. Why is his shirt open?
The sizzle chest. Yeah, why is it?
Why was open? The shirt open at that point? Strange.
He was really hot.
I know you're not stirring up drama, Honey Boo Boo. Sorry, I didn't mean it that way. I saw that in some corners of the internet, people were like some talking shit. I'm like, no, guys.
Yeah.
It's all good. It's all love.
D Danger 10 says, Nick, what's your most anticipated movie from next year? That's a hard one. Probably Avengers, I would imagine. Because we're getting Infinity War next year, right? I think it's going to be really cool to see all that come together. The culmination of all of that work. Yes, play this. What is this? This is a fun clip, ladies and gentlemen.
I know. I'm going through the hashtag fun clips with a Z. Another way you can get it to us. Oh, God.
Smoking Dave says, Dan, 3 weeks with No Kind of Funny Morning Show. That's going to be garbage. It's not 3 weeks. It's 2 weeks. We will be back on January 2nd.
Oh, shit. Yep. The indie boy brings up a very, very good point. Oh, Nick, please don't forget the last two bongos. Pretty please. Those things expire at the end of the year. I don't know if we're going to make it, Kev. We're going to have to do Bongo tomorrow and Bongo Friday.
Do they expire at the end of the year?
He said they expire at the end of the year.
A lot of people were saying that.
I thought it was a year, like 365
I think
days.
Tim's right.
No, I don't
like
think
so. Like the fiscal year.
No. I think that's what we promised people.
Let's watch this fun clip.
Oh, Lord, okay. Terry.
Let's give it to me.
Bag up, Terry. Put it in reverse, Terry. Put it in reverse.
Terry.
Oh, Lord.
No, Terry.
Oh, Lord.
Terry, get out of the chair, Terry.
What you doing, Terry?
Get
pull it back.
Pull it out of the fucking fire ring. Terry, make sure the chair works next time before you light.
But why? The other kid walks. The other kid walks up to it. I mean, the kid walks up to him, and then doesn't pull him back.
God damn it, Terry.
Terry. You done
God
fucked up.
God damn it, Terry.
You done fucked up. Oh, let's go into submarine mode, ladies and gentlemen, because Daddy needs a burrito of some sort or some sort of Mexican food.
Sith Nanigan says, I'm going to have kind of funny withdrawal. There's no need. During the break, there's still Game Over Greggy shows. There's still Gamescast.
Yep.
There's still party modes.
Yep.
There's still the final episode of Kind of Funny, the animated series that is fan-fucking-tastic.
Some call it the rear naked choke of the entire series.
I've said that.
It's
going to
just put you out with laughter.
Yeah.
That's happening.
And I think that's it. That's content-wise coming out. But that's a lot of stuff.
Interesting. People are still arguing with this. It's King James now says, Kind of Funny Games, Nick. A male lead gets stuck somewhere and has to thwart a criminal plot at Christmas. Is that Home Alone or Die Hard? You're making a great argument.
Christmas movies.
I'm just telling you right now. When do they play Die Hard, Kevin? On AMC.
Always.
The most. At Christmas. The most is at Christmas. They play every day at Christmas time. You know?
Oh, my God.
You're the worst. You just keep it going. If you just don't respond, it goes away.
I know.
But you want to respond.
No, year after year, people argue that Die Hard's a Christmas movie, and it's like, is it an argument if you're just saying something and no one's listening and no one's fighting back?
There's always one person on Twitter that's like, I don't think it is.
Okay, cool. It's just that one person.
It just brings it back. Everyone just wants to talk about Die Hard, okay? Because they haven't made a good movie since.
I get that. Enigmatic One says, will there be a Kind of Funny React for Star Wars The Last Jedi? You can bet your butt there will be. Tomorrow night, that shit will go up.
What is this?
You know what is
this?
Bring it up.
Yeah, what is
bring
it?
Bring it up.
Give it to me.
This is less a fun clip and more I fucking hate people.
Let's see it.
It's called a hobby horse. They have tournaments.
Oh, shit. And they take it seriously.
Wait, should I rewind?
No. I think we got it.
What? The literal fuck is this?
Nick,
no.
Nick, not everyone can have horses, okay?
No.
But everyone needs to be rewarded for
it. This is the thing that when you see your kid do, you go, I gotta be honest, I know you're passionate about this, and I'm always for letting you explore those passions, but this is no.
Fun fact, that is also what I think about interpretive, like, dancing.
Let's not even get into that.
And this is what a lot of people think about interpretive dancing, Kevin, but this is just, I hope this isn't real. I hope this is some stupid joke. And if it is real.
It was on the news.
Oh, Christ.
Matt F7 says, somebody suggested a new plot for a Home Alone sequel where Marv and Harry are in a retirement home and Kevin visits to terrorize them.
It's like the reverse. He goes to rob them because at this point he's been left home alone twice and he's got, you know, he just needs to have the revenge exacted. He does have a complex. What's up?
How about
yeah.
for Extra Life next year,
mm-hmm.
one of the milestones, if we hit them, you have to do one of those hobby horse contest things.
Where do we find it? You know what I mean? Like, where we? I have to fly to wherever the fuck Podunktown
yes,
was that it
we're
took place
in.
In.
Let's do it. Well,
or
let's
we could
fly.
Throw our own.
No. Fuck that. Let's fly Nick to the premier hobby horse tournament.
First off, as you guys know,
he takes the crown.
First off, I've been a champ before. I'll be a champ again. You send me to a hobby horse competition. I'm gonna fucking own that shit.
Yeah.
Okay. I said it's stupid. I don't care. If I'm a part of it, I'm gonna try to win it because that's what winners do.
Yes.
You think winners set out to lose him? Mm-hmm. You think that stupid little girl that has stupid fake horse between her legs thought I'm gonna lose this today? No. She thought this is my fucking hill
this
to die
is my
on.
Moment,
I'm
and I
taking
got it.
This hill.
Yeah.
Right. And then she went around, and then someone's like, hey, by the way, we're filming this. So when at your wedding, I'm going to play this
we're
back.
We're going to play
so
this
sure
shit,
you know
and you're going to see how fucking stupid you
this
are.
This is a thing.
So are we good? I think we're good.
Yeah, I think we're all good. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow. I will read the last few subscribers left over in a few seconds, and then we will go to get some Mexican food. I love you. Tim, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.